Backed by a record-setting night from sophomore guard Steph Smith, the University of Vermont men's basketball team dispatched the Binghamton Bearcats 84-51 at Patrick Gymnasium last night, setting up a rematch of last year's America East title game. Smith was a long-range threat all night, especially in the first half when he knocked down 7 buckets from beyond the arc en route to a 28-point performance overall. His 8 three-pointers overall set a new America East semifinal playoff record. Anthony Lamb added 17 for UVM. Now all eyes will turn back to Patrick Gym on Saturday when the Catamounts try to avenge last year's loss in the title game to the UMBC Retrievers. They survived a double overtime win against Hartford last night. UMBC actually led that game by 26 points at one point before Hartford roared back, but they did get to overtime, then a second overtime. So UMBC will once again be the opponent for UVM in the America East title game, and they are the only obstacle remaining between UVM and an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament this year. Remember, though, UMBC not only beat Vermont last year to make it to the NCAA tournament, they became the first team ever to enter as a 16 seed and then go ahead and beat a number one seed in the NCAA big dance. It should be a great game on Saturday. The Castleton University men's Nordic ski team placed first overall to win the U.S. Collegiate Ski and Snowboard Association National Championships in the 7.5-kilometer classic yesterday. That was held at the Trail Creek Nordic Center, and it marks the first such title in Castleton history. Castleton placed its top 3 skiers in 2nd, 3rd, and 12th place overall to earn the win. They were led, respectively, by 2nd and 3rd place finishes by Andrew Doherty and John Paluzik. Now, the Castleton women's Nordic team, they finished in 4th place overall in that competition, and the Castleton women's alpine ski team raced its way to a 2nd place finish in Tuesday's giant slalom competition. Move on now to the world of the pros, and we have to start with football. Even though there are no football games being played right now, it is the NFL's offseason. And for fans of the New York Giants, they may be feeling this morning like there is no point to starting their season at all come September. Why? Well, that's because the Giants have traded perhaps the most purely talented wide receiver in the game, Odell Beckham Jr., to the Cleveland Browns. This is a baffling move on a lot of levels. First, because of Beckham's overwhelming skill set. Look up highlight reel catches on YouTube, and Beckham will pop up repeatedly, making spectacular one-handed grabs, showing off bursts of speed that leave defenders chasing his shadow more often than not. But it's also a shocker because the Giants signed the 26-year-old to a 5-year, $98 million deal less than a year ago. At the time, it was the richest contract handed out to a wide receiver in NFL history, and it was indicating that Beckham was very much the cornerstone of the Giants franchise. In exchange, as reported by ESPN, the Giants will get Cleveland's first-round pick this year. That'll be a number 17 pick overall. And a third-round pick, 95th overall. They'll also get safety Jabril Peppers from Cleveland. But the trade makes little sense at all for New York. Beckham is in his prime years. He's only 26, as I said. And he'll instantly transform Cleveland into the team to beat now in the AFC North. The Giants lose their best player overall, and they didn't even get 2 first-round picks from Cleveland, which you would assume would be the minimum asking price for a player who's ranked 3rd in receiving yards overall since entering the league in 2014. Sorry, Giants fans, but you can spin this deal like the top in the movie Inception, and it still won't make any sense, pretty much like the movie Inception. Turn now to the NHL, and the Boston Bruins have come down to earth with 2 straight losses following their run of recording at least 1 point in 19 straight games. Last night in Columbus, they played run and gun with the Blue Jackets, and they got run into the ground, a 7-4 loss. Boone Jenner had a hat trick for the Blue Jackets, and the Bruins trailed 5-1. They scored 3 goals at one point, but then they got blown out 7-4 the final. Milestone for Canadiens goalie Carey Price. He made 20 saves, and the Canadiens beat Detroit 3-1 last night, and Price moves past Jacques Plante to become the winningest goalie in Montreal Canadiens history. Plante, of course, is the man who invented the goalie mask, arguably the best netminder in hockey history. So an incredible achievement for Price, the most Montreal goaltender victories ever.